Chapter 4.
King Nebuchadnezzar, to all peoples, nations, and languages who dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. It seemed good to me to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has accomplished for me. How great are His signs, and how mighty are His wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream and it terrified me, and the thoughts I had while lying on my bed and the visions that passed through my head troubled me. So I issued a decree for all the wise men of Babel to be brought before me, in order that they might inform me of the dream's interpretation. Then the magicians, the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers came in, and I told them the dream, but none of them could inform me of its interpretation. But finally, Daniel came before me, whose name is Belteshazzar, after the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And I told the dream in his presence. Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, because I know that the Spirit of the Holy God is in you, and that no mystery is too difficult for you, explain to me the visions that I have seen in my dream, and tell its interpretation. These were the visions that passed through my head while I was lying on my bed. I was watching, and behold, there was a tree at the center of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew great, yes, strong, and its height reached to the heavens, and it could be seen as far as the ends of the whole earth. Its leaves were beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it, the birds of the heavens nested in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. I continued watching in the visions that passed through my head while I was lying on my bed, and behold, there was a watcher, a holy one, descending from the heavens. He cried aloud and said the following: Chop down the tree and cut off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it, and the birds from its branches. But leave its stump and roots in the earth, fettered with iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field. And let it be bathed with the dew of the heavens, and let his lot be among the beasts, grazing on the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the heart of a beast, and let seven times pass over him. This decree has been decided by the watchers, and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of men, and He gives it to whomever He chooses, and sets it over the lowliest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belteshazzar, tell me its interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are unable to inform me of the interpretation, but you are able, for the Spirit of the Holy God is in you.
Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for about 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spoke and said,
Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you.
Belteshazzar answered and said,
My lord, if only the dream concerned those who hate you, and its interpretation concerned your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew great and strong, and whose height reached to the heavens, and which could be seen by the whole earth, and whose leaves were beautiful, and its fruit abundant, and had food on it for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heavens made their nest. It is you, O King, who have grown great and strong. For your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion as far as the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from the heavens and saying, Chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the earth, fettered with iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be bathed with the dew of the heavens, and let his lot be among the beasts of the field until seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O King, and this is the Most High's decree which has come upon my lord the king. And they shall drive you from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And they shall make you eat grass like oxen, and they shall bathe you with the dew of the heavens. And seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses. And regarding the command they gave, to leave the stump and the roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be preserved for you, once you have acknowledged that it is the heavens that rule. Therefore, O King, accept my advice to you, and atone for your sins with alms, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, so that perhaps your prosperity will be lengthened.
All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12 months, as he was walking on the roof of the royal palace in Babel, the king spoke, saying,
Is not this the great Babel, which I have built as a royal house by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?
While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from the heavens.
This is what they are saying to you, King Nebuchadnezzar. The kingdom has departed from you, and they shall drive you from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you acknowledge that the Most High rules over the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses.
At that very moment, the word was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from among men, and ate grass like oxen. And his body was bathed with the dew of the heavens, until his hair had grown like the wings of eagles, and his nails like the claws of birds.
And at the end of those days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes to the heavens, and my reason was restored to me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing. And he does as he pleases among the forces of the heavens, as well as among the inhabitants of the earth. There is no one who can restrain his hand or say to him, What have you done? At the same time, my reason was restored to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me, and my counselors and nobles sought me, and I was restored to my kingdom, and much greater majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and glorify the King of the heavens, because all his works are truth and his ways just, and he is able to bring low those who walk in pride.